Biplanes were originally designed with the wings positioned directly one above the other. Moving one wing forward relative to the other is called positive stagger, or more often, simply stagger. It can help increase lift and reduce drag by reducing the aerodynamic interference effects between the two wings. Many biplanes have such staggered wings. A common example from the 1930s is the layout found for the Waco Standard Cabin Series. It is also possible to place the lower wing's leading edge ahead of the upper wing, giving negative stagger. This is usually done in a given design for practical engineering reasons. Examples of negative stagger include the Airco DH-5, Sopwith Dolphin, and Beechcraft Stagger Wing. However, forward stagger is more common because it improves both downward visibility and ease of cockpit access for open cockpit biplanes. Staggering the wings may distort the box girder effect of the wing and reduce the structural benefits of the biplane layout. When the Sherman tank was initially created, it was designed around U.S. theory about how medium tanks and full-track armored vehicles in general should be utilized on the battlefield. In U.S. doctrine, the medium tank's job was to assist infantry in the assault and provide a base of fire to fight from. Taking on enemy tanks were the job of purpose-built tank destroyers. The U.K., which was a major user of the Sherman, differed in doctrine. Tanks were expected to engage enemy tanks. The wide array of special duties that a tank could be used for were just being explored by armies around the world in the early 1940s. Theories of what vehicles were supposed to be engaging enemy tanks changed as vehicles like the Shermans often found themselves up against enemy armor, and consequently, some of the most important initial changes centered around upgunning the basic vehicle, improving the vehicle's mobility, protection, and creating specific variants for infantry support roles soon followed. Similar modification of the main armament would be done by the British, who received a number of Shermans during the course of the war, turning earlier variants of the Sherman into armored personnel carriers, or kangaroos, was also common, as was turning them into recovery vehicles.